KTAC Task Force.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, we have had our meeting in on March 12th. Report is also tabled. Just a brief summary. We have been briefed by the CEDD on the proposed environmentally friendly linkage system. Well, members have given their opinions and views were diverse. There were supportive comments thinking that, well, it could enhance connectivity and integration of the Kai Tak district with the adjoining districts and bring long-term economic benefits. However, there are also concerns over the financial return, and particularly the link bridge between Kwun Tong and Tai Fun Shelter on its impact on the use of the water body was raised and discussed. Chairman, there were we have considered different proposal for the link bridge design, including a movable bridge. But I think there still needs further study. And the committee task force should be advised on these further studies. Use of the water part of the Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter were discussed, and there are a number of proposals. So there will be further study and consultation to be conducted. Members' view is that, well, it would be practically difficult, if not infeasible, to accommodate every desired use in the Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter. Chairman, the second point over the meeting is the Energizing Kowloon East, and we have been briefed by the Energizing Kowloon East office a brief presentation on the progress of its initiative. We are arranging a site visit to see whether there could be good use of the space under the Kwun Tong bypass together with the Kwun Tong waterfront. That's it for the report. Thank you, Chairman.
Questions for Vincent? Thank you. Sorry, Paul.
No, Chairman, I joined the consultation last weekend on this EFLS. I will not repeat the points on the impairment of the water, but we are very clear that there is an impairment of the water, and the impairment for piers for a vertical lift bridge would probably be less than the impairment of the use of the column of the Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter, and definitely the impairment would be an issue under the protection of the harbour ordinance. On the issue of transport benefits of the EFLS, we continue to have our concerns about the transport benefits and whether they overstated the overall alternatives for improving the linkages between the various centres that need to be, that want connection, better connection with the existing MTR and the new MTR, and that the actual transport requirements along the alignment are limited compared, and that the most of the requirements will be to go from centres to the MTR stations that are nearby, and those can be resolved in some other ways too. And the major cost that hasn't been considered is the impairment of the street level. The street level will be impaired with the loss of sunlight, the loss of sight lines, and the loss of pavement space for the piers for the elevated structure. It's unlikely that the piers will be placed in the roads and reduce the space for cars. We know in the transport department it's pretty good in saving space for cars. So it's likely that those piers will be placed on the pavement, which are already not very convenient for pedestrians. So the loss of sunlight and sidelines and road space for pedestrians is definitely a very expensive aspect of this monorail. In short, it's ugly to have a piece of concrete over your head. I think that we should be very careful with proposing monorail structures over our heads, Chairman. Kwun Tong already suffers from above their head things. Thank you.
I
Chairman?
I think you can assume that Kowloon East is going to be revisited yet again. That whole of Kaitak, I believe, is going to be revisited.
If I can supplement that. Actually, we are in the very beginning of this public engagement exercise. Yeah. As usual, views are very diverse. There are negative views, but there are quite a lot of supportive views at the moment. So I won't bother the commissions at this juncture. Maybe perhaps later in the latter half of the year, when we are finished with this first stage of the public engagement, we'll go back to the task force once again to tell what the results are.
Thank you. Thank you. Peter, and then Becky. Peter.
Yes. I think it's just worth noting that CED has approached various professional bodies to sit on what amounts to a jury for this long structure that sits above Road D3 that is to be used essentially. In fact, the raison d'etre of it is as a noise barrier with a landscape walkway overhead. The way it's been put across seems like a fait accompli. Could we have more information on that? The notion is to have a competition and that various representatives from various bodies, including almost all the professional bodies, have been asked to sit on this.
Could I suggest the task force picks that up, that you ask for a briefing on it?
Yes, Chairman. Well, I take note of all this comment made by Director Peter and Paul. Well, the committee, the task force will pick that up. And then I think we are concerned about there are so many things happening in Kai Tak and at different scale and coming in at different time, and there are also still in more new invention coming in. So we need to really look at all this impact integrally on the urban design particularly. And will I have received email from members actually apologize that I didn't have time to consolidate that, but I'm picking that up and I'll see how we can work out something reasonable and sensible. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. All right.